All right, man. Well, let's talk about the Allman Family Revival. This thing sounds absolutely amazing. Obviously, celebrating the life and music of your dad, Greg Allman. Now, 2017, you guys did the first one, celebrating his 70th birthday. It was a yearly thing. And now this year, obviously hitting the road with the entire thing, which is just really awesome. And you're going to be in Austin on the 30th of November at ACL Live. We'll get to that in a bit. But I kind of want to go back to the whole origin thing of how this got started. Was it your idea just to pay tribute? I mean, how did the whole thing kind of originate?
Really, no. It was kind of like, you know, when my dad passed away, I took the rest of the year off. I just canceled the whole rest of the year touring.
Right.
And near the end of the year, I just started to really miss playing live music, and I realized that that would be, you know, healing in and of itself. So I kind of put together a jam just to kind of get back out there. And, you know, initially it was going to be in Florida.
Okay.
And then, you know, it was a really big room. So we decided to invite some friends to jam with us and kind of fill it out. And so many people signed on that we needed a bigger room. And so my agent hit me back and he said, well, the Fillmore in San Francisco wants to do it. And I thought that was really fitting because my father lived in San Francisco for many years.
Right.
And then it turns out they only had one date, and it was my dad's birthday.
No way.
So, yeah, and that was not by design. That is what they had available, and we took it. And I said, well, it's dad's first posthumous birthday, so let's jam in his honor. So it was a really, you know, organic kind of genesis there. This wasn't by design.
Right.
We kind of landed on it. And then, of course, the second year, they were like, well, that was fun. Do you guys want to do it again? And would you mind doing two nights since it sold out so quick? And we were like, well, yeah. And then the third year, some other cities came knocking on the door wanting to have their own. And now a lot of cities came knocking.
Right.
So, yeah, it was crazy. This year we actually got offered 30, and we just didn't have the time logistically to do 30 cities. So we picked, about half of that and went with it.
Now, the lineup of artists that you've got, you know, is amazing every year. How do you even start putting something like that together?
I mean, you know, ultimately the criteria is some connection to dad,
sure.
Like whether these artists were an opening act for my dad's band or, friends with my dad, bandmates with my dad. I mean, obviously this year we have Jimmy Hall, who was in my dad's band for a bit, and Art Edmiston, who was my dad's sax player for years. To people like G Love, you know, who opened up for dad way back in the day, and et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, or just people that, you know, were popular in his era, in Austin, were welcoming legends, George Porter Jr. and Ivan Neville, which is insane,
right.
You know? And then some younger cats that were just really super, inspired by my dad and the Allman Brothers. So that's been the criteria. It is tough because you want to invite 100 people.
Right.
And you realize that, you know, that's just not going to work. So, you know, we leaned, you know, I kind of leaned harder on artists that are my friends that have already done the event, like Cody and Luther from North Mississippi All-Stars and Robert Randolph. You know, this year we're welcoming some new blood into the mix. We got Eric Gales, Joanne Shaw Taylor. And then we have some artists that are kind of sprinkled through that weren't, you know, available to do the entire tour, but available to do two or three shows. So we have Kenny Wayne Shepherd. We have
right.
Samantha Fish. And we're really excited for everyone.
Now, is there like a wish list that you have? It's like you haven't been able to get somebody yet that, you know, hey, maybe next year we can do this, that you would really like to be part of it?
Well, I mean, that's unfair to
Fair enough.
That's unfair to reveal.
I get it.
But there's a lot of artists that that we're hoping to get in future years.
Once you have the lineup set, I mean, the next challenge has got to be like, who's playing what? I mean, what's that process?
Yeah, welcome to my world. That's a labor of love. It takes me a few weeks to get the set list together.
Right.
And, you know, I modeled it after the band's final concerts, which were filmed beautifully for the last waltz. So the Allman Betts Band is the house band, so to speak. And we come out and we play a few tunes. And then we start bringing out guests one at a time. And when a guest, you know, comes out for their feature, they will do a song that they are known for.
Right.
And then they will do their take on an Allman-centric song. And that's how we've been, you know, really doing it. So it's a gas. It's a big love fest. And I know Dad's getting a kick out of all the jams that are in his honor, you know.
Do you have a song that you like playing more than others? Is there one that's, like, special to you?
Of Dad's?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got two. Allman Brothers Band composition, Dreams. I love Dreams. I love everything about it. And then my dad's solo song was the only song he wrote for my mom, which was Multicolored Lady, and we do that as well.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, we're talking to Devin Allman. Of course, the big Allman Family Revival is coming to Austin, ACL, November 30th. You can get tickets now. Go to sunradio.com to get those. Now, your band, the Allman Betts Band, you released an album back in August of 2020, Bless Your Heart, during the pandemic.
Yes.
A lot of musicians stayed away from releasing new music during the pandemic, you know, couldn't tour, whatever reason. How did you guys come about going, heck with it, let's do it?
Well, I think that, I mean, historically, we kind of like going against the grain. I mean, my thought was, well, people need music now more than ever.
Yeah.
And isn't this a perfect time for them to fall in love with this record? I think it just made sense to me, you know, and I don't know if 20 years from now, I'll think that was a smart idea or not, honestly.
Right.
But we still got to go out there and do some shows in support of it. And I think, you know, for now, I stand behind the decision. I think we always put the fans first. So it's not really about what we want. It's about what they need. And I think that they needed our new record. I don't think that they needed for us to sit on it for a year just to strategically put it out. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
I think that they needed it.
Now, speaking of the pandemic, lots of downtime for everybody. I'm assuming, obviously, you guys off the road for a little bit. Did you work on anything new during that time? Were you busy with new music?
Dwayne and I started writing for the third record a couple months ago.
Oh, awesome.
And we even got the band in a couple days off in Raleigh-Durham and went in and cut a few demos. So we're in the process. We have blocked out a window in May to record the album, and that would probably put us on track for an autumn release. I wouldn't want to speak too soon, but that's what we're aiming for, you know.
With the time off during the pandemic, you know, not touring, when you guys finally get back on the road, what was that first show like for you as a performer on stage?
Well, like I said, we found a way. We went out and did drive-in movie theaters that were like converted into concert parks. But so, you know, we did take about 6 months, but then we were one of the first bands to kind of go out there and start hitting it in socially distanced pod shows and drive-in movie theater shows. So it was a little bit like anticlimactic for us, because we were already out there like scraping together work. But I can say that we played a lot of cities where we were the first act back in a venue, and to see the audience's reaction, like, holy shit, live music is back, I'm taking my medicine again.
Yeah,
you know, like, that was really special.
really looking forward to the show. The Almond Family Revival, ACL Live, November 30th. Once again, tickets are on sale. Hit up the lineup, who's going to be playing with you in Austin, just so we can kind of let everybody know.
Yeah, Austin's a really special one because that one has Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Yeah.
That one has the legendary George Porter Jr. That one has Samantha Fish, who is like one of the hottest up-and-coming blues rock acts. That one has Ivan Neville. Austin might be the heaviest hitter, like, kind of night of the entire tour.
Yeah, no, the lineup is just incredible, and I think people are going to be blown away by just the whole experience.
And not only them, those are just like the artists that can't do the whole tour. You know, you're also going to have Eric Gales and Robert Randolph and Jimmy Hall and the North Mississippi All-Stars. And I mean, there's no tour like this tour. It's just insane in size and in scope. And, you know, I just got done curating all the imagery for the 40-foot video wall we're going to have
damn.
For this thing. It's going to be sick. So we can't wait.
Once again,
don't miss it.
Almond Family Revival, November 30th. It is going down at the ACL Live. You can get tickets on the website, sunradio.com. Devin, thank you so much, man, for the time. I truly appreciate it. It was great talking to you, and I hope the whole tour
thank
is
you,
just
brother.
Utterly amazing.
Thank you very much. Have a great one.